All right, there's signs that perhaps the economy is turning around in some areas, and then there's awful signs in other areas. What a way to start this show, the yin and the yang of it all. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. America Tonight, we're swinging into yet another week, the first week in November. So what we have, just a couple of weeks until we hit Turkey Day, and hopefully some of you have some great plans and you're able to chill with the family for a little bit of a break there, or if not, at least you'll be able to have the day with the family. How's that? A lot of people are hoping they're just going to continue to hang on to their jobs. Unemployment's expected to officially hit 10% nationwide by the end of the week. The jobless numbers will come out. In the meantime, you have Ford reporting about $1 billion in profit for the third quarter, so that's given some high hopes to a lot of people that the auto industry is starting to kind of pull out of its downturn. Or is it? The economy. It all comes back to that. Why? Because we live in the monetary world. And to survive and thrive, you got to have some of the do-re-mi. As much as I don't think money can buy happiness, the reality of it is you have to have money to survive and to survive with your family as well. And especially for people who have a lot of children, I do not know how they do it. They say now that a lot of kids are going to end up at some point in their childhood on food stamps. And certainly in a new study, they're pointing to the black families, that you're going to see a lot of those kids, that the only way that they can survive is to be on food stamps. And that points to, I think, what's happening economically, right? So the president does believe that we are turning the corner and that some of the programs have worked since he's been in office. And here's what President Obama said earlier in the day.
We have pulled the economy back from the brink. We got good news last week showing that for the first time in over a year, the economy was actually growing once again. And we have seen some other indicators that manufacturing is beginning to pick up. That's all good news. And we are pleased that the actions that we took swiftly through the Recovery Act helped to stem what could have been a disastrous situation for the economy, and we are starting to see stabilization and indeed some improvement. But the reason we're here today is because we just are not where we need to be yet. We've got a long way to go. We are still seeing production levels that are significantly below peak levels, and most distressing is the fact that job growth continues to lag. Now, we all know that in every economic recovery, there is going to be a lag between the economy growing again, businesses investing again, and businesses hiring again.
Yeah, well, one can only hope that's true, because I just read a story earlier in the day about the National Guardsmen coming back and in a real tough place in many communities trying to find jobs, because a lot of people have been laid off in particular situations where they've been slammed by the economy, and they're having a tough time getting back in somewhere since the jobs are in short supply. And this is, you know, across the country, whether it's Indiana or Michigan or wherever. And we've said this many, many times. A lot of those figures don't add up because there are underemployed people. There are people that are working, gosh, even three jobs. And some of you might be listening to me that are on your way to a second job or on your way back from a second job. So you know what I'm talking about. One can only hope that the economy will make the big turnaround. I still think in the case of housing, we're in big trouble, and you're going to be looking at, for a really honest-to-goodness full turnaround, 3 to 4, maybe even 5 years. There's going to be more foreclosures. People are struggling to keep their head above water and to make those payments. And it's not because everybody's running out and buying crazy crap that they don't need. It's that they've been laid off, and then they had to get a job, and then they were in trouble in between. Hey, listen, even somebody I know in the news business put up a website asking for money, asking for help, because he was going to lose his house. He had a lot of kids. He was on COBRA and had a huge health insurance payment that was over $1,200 and, you know, felt like, well, what can I do? I just don't want to completely lose this house. And he's a person that a lot of people like and decided he was going to go for it and ask people for help, that he was going to have to not be too proud. And he had gotten to this point where, you know, how do we survive this without having to sleep in the car? So I have my doubts about the economy turning a corner. Like I said, one can only hope that more jobs will become available so that people can weather weather what's happening to us, obviously, in this country. Whether we can weather what's going on in Afghanistan, and that's another story, and it leads into kind of the guardsmen coming back and trying to find a job after the Iraq situation. You think of those serving and what they're going through, especially so many in the front lines when they don't know what they're going to encounter day after day. You have the top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan who proposes a strategy that would require the government in Afghanistan to be, effective, because you have to have military operations and you have to have an alternative to the Taliban and what the Taliban represents, so the people don't support the Taliban. So now you have Hamid Karzai back in place after all that nonsense with the bogus elections, the claims of fraud and everything else. So the question does become, you have this leader in place who's obviously had problems with the administration in the past and his willingness to do what was necessary to reform the government. So here he goes again. What's going to be different this time around? Then you have General McChrystal, the commander of the U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, requesting 44,000 additional U.S. troops. And he's going to be lucky if he gets half of that from everything that I've heard. How is this a winnable situation? This general wrote a 66-page assessment of the war and said that the center of gravity is here. Of the 100,000 international forces under the command, the will, the ability, all that stuff. But you have to have certainly an Afghanistan government in place, a stronger Afghanistan government. So with Karzai, do you get this time around? How do you eradicate the corruption? with the poppy seeds? I don't think so. I think it's about the money, 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 because there's just too much money there unless you completely got rid of all the fields, and they're not going to be able to do that, right? So now, is this a legitimate standing government? And what a crazy, erratic role Hamid Karzai has played, and he is now in the center of all of this once again. And no runoff here, folks. So we're in this thing, I think, for better or worse, but I think it's going to get worse because the troops are not going to be sent that McChrystal needs, and that's a problem. All right, you can chime in at any time on any of the things that we're talking about. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I'll meet you in three.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Midge at Karzai, is he the right guy for Afghanistan, and will he undermine whatever the efforts are? Because, hey, we don't even know what the other hand's doing. Well, Al Gore, with the Inconvenient Truth and all the awards that he's won, of course, since leaving office, when he was in office, he had to disclose what he was making, and it was, you know, slightly under $2 million or whatever as he was leaving office. Boy, he is a real winner, not when it comes to just Academy Awards or that kind of stuff, or putting out a film on Going Green, but when you talk about energy-saving technology, and he's with a venture capital firm, he's a partner with them, and the company, for example, they've got the Silver Springs Network, and they produce hardware and software, and they talk about this in the New York Times, to make the electricity grid more efficient. So this network came to his capital venture firm, and they hooked up. Well, I'll spare you all the details. And suffice to say, you talk about the deal that was made, but what a big deal it's turned out to be. The Energy Department announced a $3.4 billion deal in smart grid grants. So of the total, more than $560 million went to the utilities with which Silver Springs has contracts. And, of course, Gore's group is one of the partners. So imagine how much they will triple, quadruple that investment in the upcoming years. And, you know, who's more vocal than Al Gore about the urgency of global warming and how we have to come up with ways to produce and consume energy, new ways? And, you know, let's face it, he is profiting mega from the green transformation whenever it comes. So in the political sense, I mean, good for Gore that he can be that shadow that comes in and out. But he's going to become, as the New York Times called him, the first carbon millionaire, profiteering from government policies that he supports. And that would direct billions, I mean billions of dollars, to his business ventures, stuff that he's completely invested in. Let's just put it this way. Probably his grandchildren's children won't have to worry about their life, at least from the financial point of view. So, you know, he says whenever he's pressed about this, which doesn't happen too often, that, listen, what's wrong with putting my money where my mouth is? And, you know, I've been advocating policies to promote renewable energy and accelerate reductions in global warming pollution for decades. So, you know, all the time I was in public office, and, of course, now as a private citizen. So Gore has invested tens of millions of dollars that he's earned since leaving in 2001 into all these environmentally friendly techno businesses like carbon trading markets, solar cells, and waterless urinals and whatnot. And he has made a bunch of money. Well, here's the thing that's interesting. You know, and then, of course, An Inconvenient Truth, royalties from the book on climate change and all that other sort of stuff. But more than even Gore, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, of course, still in the political game, has been very vocal on the whole cap and trade, energy saving, technologies, you know, all that sort of stuff. And you tell me whether this is fair or foul. How much money is she earning? Because she's also got investments in alternative energy ventures. So on this show, as we have tried to give you both sides, we've talked to people about global warming, and we've given you all sides of these things, just like with the swine flu. And if you listen to who we've had on, and they've proven it time and time again, well, what are we talking about with these carbon footprints? What are we talking about with the melting glaciers? Are you really paying attention? What is? It's a brilliant way to make money. Not that there's not things that could be done conservation-wise, but the big buzz about how we're destroying the planet when you have so many scientists that don't agree with some of the information that's out there, it's also very convenient, isn't it? I mean, it's obvious. He's got, in Gore's case, even for one investment in this Capricorn investment group, he must be making, they think, over $35 million from that alone, not to mention, all the other things. So it is an interesting fair or foul. In the case of Gore, he is out of office. That's one thing. In the case of Nancy Pelosi, isn't that convenient if she's got all these investments in alternative energy ventures? Now, I wonder why she's pushing so hard for call me cynical, but now I wonder why she's pushing so hard for the whole going green movement and cap and trade, because certainly it will benefit her and her family as well, no doubt. At least when Nancy Pelosi goes home to California, I hope she'll be smart enough not to burn as much fuel when she was nailed for how much she was burning up by taking some of those trips. For the mere mortals, that means you and me, if you are taking a trip over the holidays, get ready to pay a little bit more. I'll tell you what that means in just a second. That's why that whole, you know, hurry up and get the ticket thing really is, I think, true. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. So I was going to ask you this question.
What?
Since we have you here. It's perfect calling us from O Canada. I happened to see this poll today that Canadians still distrust the United States. And basically the gist of it is saying that, and you've talked about this before, that Canadians aren't any more loving of the U.S. under the leadership we have now than under George Bush. They published it on Monday. And what the opinion poll said was the Historica Dominion Institute surveyed Canadians, and they said Obama was viewed favorably by 86% of the respondents compared to only 21% for Bush, but also that they have a detached view of the president and they're not so concerned. And they also feel like Canadians feel as though now the United States isn't quite the force to be reckoned with in the world. So there was a little anti-Americanism in Canada. What's up with that, Sam? Is that true?
With some people, it is, because I've met American tourists. And with all due respect to you from the great country of yours, by the way, I'm happy for your Phillies, but, you know, we'll talk about that later. Some Americans have this, pardon my language, my you-know-what-don't-stink attitude.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we're from America, and nothing else matters. It's like, I remember when my friend was making a bar mitzvah for his son, his wife's from New York. So this is before 9/11. She asked, do I need chance to come up to Canada? You know, that, you know, do I need my passport? Okay, and then this is really funny. When she got to the border, she the passport border, you go on in, and it says in big clear letters that we're metric. So she sees 100. She thinks it's 100 miles an hour, not 100 kilometers, which is 60 miles an hour. So she's flooring it, and she stopped by the provincial police because, you know, only Quebec and Ontario have provincial police. The rest of the small towns in Canada are covered by our humble RCMP. And no, we're all not like Nelson Eddy. So then she stopped by a provincial police officer who can barely speak French, let alone English. So they had to get someone to translate just to say, no, it's 100 kilometers an hour. So when she got closer and closer to Montreal, she calls her sister on her cell phone and says, gee, you guys actually do have tall buildings here in Canada. Like, duh. And a little history. I know basketball is an American game. It was invented by a quote-unquote American, Dr. James Naismith, but he was born in Canada. And for anybody who's listening who's diabetic, insulin was invented by a Canadian. So,
wow.
So just to let you all know those things. But like I said, a lot of Americans ask, do you have this chain, this chain of restaurants in the state? You know, like when I umpires, you know, like baseball tournaments or timekeep hockey tournaments ask, do you have McDonald's? Well, yeah. You know, they automatically assume that Canada is this little blip on the map and like we hardly don't exist, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So I can understand that. So Canadians don't like the idea that they're playing second fiddle to the U.S., at least with some of that attitude for sure. Sam, thanks. You have a good one. Appreciate the call. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you want to throw in your two, you can do it into here on ATN.
Get set. Come to work with me, Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk, right here on webtalkradio.net. Each week, McLaughlin at Work explores the workplace. Meet experts, authors, thinkers, winners, whiners, losers, and doers. Those that do unto others and those who have it done unto themselves. Trends, leadership, management, and employment. All that matters to you, real work talk with McLaughlin at Work, the voice of the workplace. Right here, listen up.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird, not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you, life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus. Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit ValleyViewEmus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Dubai takes some steps toward the 2020 Olympics. Ooh, that'd be an expensive place to go for the Olympics, wouldn't it? But my goodness, do they could they have any more money? The streets are practically paved in gold. All right, here we are, headed on this clip of almost the holidays. Can't you feel it in the air? 3.5 weeks until, you know, 3 and change until we get to Thanksgiving. Are you flying somewhere for Christmas or after Christmas? Here's the deal. A lot of the U.S. airlines have increased a surcharge for travel to 20 each way, up from 10. Oh, that's brutal, isn't it? So you already had to pay an extra 20, and now you got to pay an extra 40. I know there's something about when you start to go on all those websites, find the best fare, this fare, and it always has some really low amount. Then you go and you find out, oh, no, but you have this surcharge and you have this tax, and it's not at all what they said it was. So you're going to pay through the nose, I think, because you got the whole bag thing going on. Remember, Delta, American, United, US Air, Northwest all jumped up their surcharge on some of their routes. And, they're, you know, that's what they do. They know they can take advantage of people who are going to want to fly to go see some people or whatever. So that's what happens. That's why it's always best if you can shop around early and not wait till the last second. But unfortunately, when people are, you know, trying to save here and there and debating on whether they can even afford to do it. Yeah, sometimes it's a last-minute deal. So look out. Here's my best advice to anybody looking for a good fare. Look at even the airlines' websites themselves, for goodness sake. In the meantime, while we're talking about something like airline fares and having to pay that much more, imagine the price that our soldiers are paying in Afghanistan, and now the wackadoodle Karzai still stays in place, but I don't know that it would have been much different if you had had Abdullah Abdullah in there. The bottom line is it's the same answer to the same riddle, to the same question that we keep talking about, which is why one official dumps out and resigns, because he can't live with himself anymore, thinking, oh, after this horrible month, the 18 bodies coming back to the U.S., you know, I can't watch this go on, because I don't think we're going to be able to turn the minds of the people here. And why are we fighting a war where we're talking about the Taliban are fighting because we're fighting them? And there were a couple of other reasons he listed that were all the things that we always talk about on America Tonight. All right, the other thing that I threw in here at the top was the big bad article, not a shocker, about Al Gore making a ton of cash as a result of the green industry. We've had many people on, experts in the field, talking about it. Follow the money. It goes back to the same thing. Of course, you're pushing the green agenda. Call me cynical, but yeah, you're pushing it, and you're making billions of dollars on it. I mean, when it's all said and done, Gore is definitely going to be on that number with the different companies that he's involved in. And he says, hey, screw you guys, because I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I always pushed for this to happen. So he didn't quite use those words, but basically he did. So here's the question. You have Nancy Pelosi doing the same thing. Hey, she's in government right now. So she's voting on policies like cap and trade, but yet she's an investor in things that are going to profit her and her family. I mean, I don't know. Does anyone think that's a little bit foul, rather? I think so. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hello, my dear. How are you?
Hello. Good.
All right. I'll be calm tonight because I have a couple of points to get across, and I'll just stick to what you've talked about so far. First of all, Al Gore, he won't accept anybody trying to confront him about the global warming, okay, if it is happening or it's not happening. I've listened to other shows on the radio and done some reading. Supposedly, we have a lot of undersea volcanoes. Apparently, 2 miles below the surface of the ocean, it's warmer than the upper surface. That can't be blamed on global warming from the atmosphere if it's warmer down below than it is above. Mm. There's controversy about sunspot activity. Other
right.
planets in the solar system were warming up. And I think it takes a colossal amount of hubris to think that we can actually change. We can make ourselves bankrupt if we allow China and India, with their booming populations and their middle class coming in. Just bear with me, America. Don't scream at me and say you're an idiot, you don't know what you're talking about. Your standard of living is going to go down. And it's funny you should mention this, and I'm bringing this up because I was listening to some shortwave, right-wing fanatic, shortwave radio. The Copenhagen Treaty is being debated by all these countries that we're supposedly going to be a signatory to. It's calling for global governance. They want to track everything you eat, every kind of emission that you have. So get used to your standard of living going down, America, while the rest of the world goes up. And just think of this. I had my little associate's degree was actually in engineering science. So I know a little bit, just a little bit about what I'm talking about. The Earth's atmosphere is like a giant bathtub. Think
mm-hmm.
of it. We sit under a ton of air, okay? That's why the pressure down here is 14.8 pounds per square inch. We have a huge bathtub of air and ozone layer that protects us from the sun rays. All right, you get that. If we stopped emitting everything tomorrow on this side of the Earth and they just
right.
continue to emit, where is the net gain as far as cleaning the atmosphere? We have to look for ways to keep the whole world involved. And a prosperous nation with scientists and engineers can figure out a way to do it, okay? And if it just turns out, Kate, if it just turns out that atmosphere, whether it's sunspots, undersea volcanoes, and everything else, is really the global warming, how in God's name do we get the tax money, the money back that scumbags like, I'm sorry, Gore is that, you know, is profiting from? And these people, this Democrat administration, now here I'm going to go on a rant, They're already going after this entrepreneurs and individualism. But this guy's using the capitalist system that they decry to
make all
this money. And for God's sakes, okay, I know you want to agree with me. For God, Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House. She can guide legislation to the floor of the House and have
it
passed.
Right, so she says, well, that was my point. So she has no damn business being in. How can she possibly be investing in things that would affect what she's voting on? That's ridiculous.
She's not just the legislator of America. She's the Speaker of the House.
Yes.
She can push this legislation, and she's going to make. This is Stalinism. This is what the top people, the rich people, the bankers, the Goldman Sachs that are trading the carbon. Offsets and everything else, they're going to make the money. The Speaker of the House is making money. This is bull crap. I want to say, you know what? And, you know, this can't be allowed to stand. Look at the phoniness of these people. And we talked about it last time. And really quick, because our buddy in Canada, Sam, God bless you up there in Canada. I was reading something very recently. The biggest oil and gas exporter to this country is Canada.
Yeah.
They are. We need them like a flea needs a dog. Okay, we can't survive without Canada. You don't want to piss them off. And they also have 30% of the world's fresh water. That Canadian border, we need them. There's oil in the oil sands in the western Canada I was reading about.
Mm-hmm.
And full disclosure, America, full disclosure, I own 2,000 shares of a company on the NASDAQ, won't give you the name, basically they extract oil from the oil sands. I hope to make some money in the future. I bought it at very low. It went up and down. I could lose it all, but that's the capitalist system that I believe in. But I don't have any way to push legislation to say, hey, because environmentalists don't want them, you know, going after the oil sands. But that's not the major point is Canada is extremely important to this country. And I think anything we can do to foster relations with them, because there's more trade between the Canada and the United States than there is between each Canadian province. That's just something to stick in your hat. And
thanks
for your
absolutely.
Time, baby. I love you.
All right, absolutely. That we talk about that all the time. Sam talks about that all the time with his girlfriend and what she's doing. And that's why I thought that was interesting, the poll, and why I asked Sam his thoughts on the United States because of how Canadians are perceiving Americans and Americans' attitude. You know, the whole global warming thing, that's the deal. You have to think about it. You have to think of who is ultimately profiting. I mean, are there things that should be done to just common sense things, even that people could do when it comes to recycling or whatever? Of course. But the question becomes greenhouse gas concentrations and estimates of future greenhouse gas emissions and really how statistics are manipulated that don't make sense when you have scientific data that disproves some of the things that are being pumped out. So there's massive political and public debate, obviously, regarding climate change and what, if anything, to do in response to it and what to adapt and what not. Of course, most governments signing and ratifying the Kyoto Protocol aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Copenhagen is the spot in December. Mark mentioned it. And there's still debate as to whether or not Barack Obama is going to be there for that one. And it's big money. I mean, let's face it. In the case of Al Gore, it is true, he has pushed this his entire career, but he is absolutely talking out of both sides of his mouth when he's condemning certain people for lack of what they're doing with the green movement and global warming and all that stuff when he is making massive profits off of it. And Nancy Pelosi, as we already said, is that much worse because she's in the position to shape legislation, and with any kind of problems with her investing, I mean, I'm sorry, that's toying close to where territory that she shouldn't be in, and I hope that they uncover more of that and find out what some specifics are on Pelosi's investments. Coming up on the flip side, we've got a couple of interesting things for you, including this day in history. Always fun to wind the clock back. Stay here.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Coming up here in a few minutes. This is always interesting to find out how old people are. Hey, any day above ground is a good day, right? Knock on wood. Because I think most of us still want to go on living, even if we're struggling and even if we're ready to tear our hair out in frustration over what's happening with our government. Got a couple of people I think you're going to know this time around. In fact, I'm going to say you're going to know 6 people on the list. That's huge for some of the obscure names I often dig up. Remember the former Massachusetts governor? Wanted to be president. Michael Dukakis. Big birthday for him. Kate Capshaw. Remember her from Indiana Jones fame. Married to Steven Spielberg. She's got a birthday. Comedian Dennis Miller. See him a lot on Fox. He does actually funny commentary when he's on Fox. I think a couple of them that I've seen have been pretty good. Roseanne Barr, she's celebrating an interesting birthday. Adam Ant, the singer. I don't want to give them all away, but anyway. See, there's some names that you probably all know, right? I'm sure you're laughing right now because it seems like it's either the most obscure names you've ever heard of or you know everybody on the list. I mean, I can't control when people have their birthdays, people. What can I say? Here's an odd one, and I always wonder this about online dating. I have a cousin in Chicago who met somebody online, and they are incredibly happy. He was a cute guy, had a lot of girlfriends, but just never found the right one, and he found her online, so it worked out, right? I know there's a personal example. But then I often think, well, who are the people online? How about this from Brazil? A German man dumped by a Brazilian airport and just stayed there after he was dumped by the woman that lived nearby. And I think he thought that that was true love and she was going to take him in or something. It didn't quite work out that way. You know, people say, well, you meet for coffee, you meet for a drink, you meet him once or twice, but I don't know. Maybe they were just going back and forth. It sounded like it was more email. Then he shows up and it gets a little weird. This would be a very strange thing to happen, wouldn't it? Terrence Park, Ohio. You know where that is? Well, you know, the trick-or-treater thing just happened over the weekend. And there was a Halloween trick-or-treater who might have gotten a much better treat than expected. You know, kids are always worried about, are they getting coconut candy? They don't want to get the apple, all that sort of stuff. A woman in Cincinnati told a television station she probably lost her wedding ring when she was tossing candy into the bags on Halloween. She said she had the ring enlarged and thinks it might have slipped off her finger when she was throwing candy into the bags and buckets and pillowcases. And she's asking people to keep their eyes out and hopefully she'll have somebody return it to her. But, you know, that's one of those things where she doesn't know for sure. So it just seems like that's what she was doing with her hands. So that probably is a possibility. Oh, that would be, I think, really depressing. Depressing because if the kid finds it, well, if the kid finds it, I guess he would give it to their parents, I would assume, especially if they were little kids. But would that parent be honest? I mean, if it was a big chunky ring, would they try to pawn it or would they? I always believe in honesty, so I'm thinking good things and that they probably would turn it back into the cops or find the woman or whatever, which would be great. I don't get this whole fascination with food and making a giant other than to get in the Guinness Book of World Records, which it seems everybody wants to do these days. How about a mega meatball? There's a mega meatball record, of course, in the East Coast. Matthew Meninsky, who's the owner of Nani's Italian Eatery in Concord, New Hampshire, cooked up an incredible meatball. A meatball that weighed 220 pounds, and it was authenticated as the world's largest after being weighed by state weights and measures officials so that they could get into the Guinness Book of World Records. So, yes, they broke the record. They got a plaque. The old record was 198 pounds, and it was set a month ago after Jimmy Kimmel vowed to beat a record set in Mexico. So now the Kimmel Show has lost that. The world's largest meatball belongs in Concord, New Hampshire. I wonder how many people ate off that meatball. You know, when they have to, like when they slice off cake and stuff. Ooh, I don't know. I saw a picture of it. It didn't look all that appetizing. No offense to the people who cooked it. How do you cook that big of a meatball, too? Yeah, I had all kinds of questions, I think. Here's our final one, again, with creating things that are giant and wanting to get into record books. This one, I think, is actually pretty cool, I have to say. There's a guy in Florida. You know, when you used to have those rubber band balls, you'd always have them, and they'd get bigger and bigger. You see them on people's desks. They'd be kind of medium-sized, almost like a softball. Well, there's this guy that spent 6 years wrapping and linking and stretching rubber bands of all kinds of sizes into a ball shape. And he made it into the Guinness Book of World Records, too, as the largest one of those giant rubber band balls. A team from Ripley's, believe it or not, even came to his house with a crane, and they hauled the 6 foot, 7 inch tall, 9,000 pound ball away on a flatbed truck. The guy said it was a little sad to see it go, but it was going to be in the Ripley's Museum. My 8-year-old nephew is fascinated by Ripley's, believe it or not. Anybody have little boys out there? And he lives not too far away from this Ripley's, a couple, I think an hour and a half, whatever. I bet you he'll go there and he'll see that giant ball. He said he got the idea, the guy did, Joel Wall, when he saw a Ripley's TV special that showed the largest rubber band ball being dropped into the desert from an airplane. Okay, what does he do for a living, by the way, just in case you're curious? During the day, he'd be doing this rubber band thing for all those years. He works nights restocking a Gap clothing store. Uh-huh. Oh, well, hey, he gets your 15 minutes of fame. A lot of people were talking about him. Okay. And he didn't have to do what the Balloon Boy family did anyway. There are 58 days left in the year. It is November 3rd. Here are a couple of things that happened in the 1900s. In fact, in 1900, on this day, the first major U.S. automobile show opened at Madison Square in New York under the Automobile Club of America. I wonder what that was like back then. How about this one? In 1964, President Lyndon Baines Johnson soundly defeated Republican Barry Goldwater to win a White House term in his own right. Also, if we go back in the Wayback Machine, in 1994, Susan Smith of Union, South Carolina, was arrested for drowning her two young sons. Remember, she blamed somebody else, Michael and Alex, 9 days after claiming the children had been abducted by a black carjacker. Ooh, that was awful, that story, how that unfolded. And 5 years ago, President George W. Bush claimed a re-election mandate a day after a record 59 million Americans chose him over Democrat John Kerry. Kerry conceded defeat in a make-or-break Ohio rather than launch a legal fight, much like happened in Florida for the recount 4 years earlier. All right, time for birthdays. Maestro, quickly. We don't have a lot of time.
Come on, people. We need birthday singers.
I thought they might have been striking, so I thought I was going to have to hum it. All right, former Governor Michael Dukakis of Massachusetts, 76. Actor-dancer Ken Berry, 76 as well. Also celebrating a big birthday, actor Shadow Stevens is 63. Great pipes. Roseanne Barr from TV fame, comedian, all that, 57 years old. We told you about Kate Capshaw, 56 years old. Comedian Dennis Miller, 56 years old. I think he's funny, but I think he was terrible on Monday Night Football. Actress Kathy Kenney is 56. Adam Ant, the singer, 55 years old. Actor Dolph Lundgren, you've seen him in a ton of those kind of B-movies. He is 52 years old. Actress Julie Berman from General Hospital fame is 26. James Reston, the American journalist, was the guy who said, in any war, the first casualty is common sense. The second is free and open discussion.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radiographic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available.